This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. A breakthrough bovine respiratory disease vaccine could save the U.S. cattle industry $1 billion in costs. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
A professor from Louisiana State University has been working on a solution to the problem that bovine respiratory disease presents. Dr. Shafiqul Chowdhury has developed a modified live virus vaccine that has an increased efficiency against BRD. Think of it like an herbicide with multiple modes of action. Dr. Chowdhury's vaccine can target several important viruses.
Working on a vaccine in which we can put an IBR, basically bovine herpes, quadruple mutant, 4 genes deleted, where we can put 3-4 viral proteins in there in the same virus. And even we can also put Mannheimia hemolytica, we are trying that too. So that the result will be we will have a polyvalent vaccine like these companies have, which is modified live polyvalent. We will have virally vectored polyvalent vaccine, which will serve the same purpose, but there will be no recirculation of those viruses that I said they maintain, especially BBDV can persist, and they mutate a lot because it's an RNA virus.
Joseph Allen, executive director of the Bayh-Dole Coalition, said the importance of this innovation is why Dr. Chowdhury was a recipient of the 2024 Faces of American Innovation Award.
So we started the Faces of American Innovation Award to highlight people like Dr. Chowdhury, and people are starting companies and people are funding companies. So people really understand how delicate this process is and how critical it is to our welfare, both economic welfare and also, as Dr. Chowdhury just talked about, protecting animals and protecting humans.
You can find the full story at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.